Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, what are the qualities of a pious person? What are the qualities of a true believer? In this verse of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاذمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين.
The first quality mentioned in this beautiful verse of Quran describing who a pious person is, describing who a true believer is a social quality. Someone who does al-infaq. What is al-infaq? Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei gives a beautiful definition of this Quranic term. Many of us spend in the way of God. Many of us give charity. If we see a poor person, we give something to that person. If we see a hungry person, we give food to that person. We feel for those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Al-infaq is a kind of giving. It's a kind of spending for the sake of God out of what God has given you. But not every spending is al-infaq. Al-infaq is a kind of spending, dear brothers and sisters, in which you first identify the vacuums of human society, in which you first identify the real needs of human society, and then you come and spend out of what God has given you in order to fill those vacuums. Therefore, al-infaq requires a level of understanding, awareness, knowledge, and the ability to see through the surface of things into the depths of matters. Al-infaq is not an easy task that everyone can perform very easily. This verse of Quran mentions that one of the qualities of a person of piety is doing al-infaq, meaning a person of piety recognizes and identifies the true vacuums of human society and then does everything they can to fill those voids. Feeding a hungry person is not al-infaq. Sometimes giving to a charity is not doing al-infaq. Sometimes building a well for a community that needs water is not an example of al-infaq. We have plenty of celebrities who give ridiculous amounts of money to charity and make a huge show of it. None of that is al-infaq. A person of piety does al-infaq, the Quran says. A person of piety is not after feeding a hungry person here or clothing a poor person there. A person of piety, dear brothers and sisters, his aim is something much, much greater. His aim is to eradicate poverty itself. His aim is to eradicate injustice itself. His aim is to eradicate every single human defect he finds in society. That's the aim of a person who does al-infaq. Look at the difference. So going to an impoverished community somewhere in the world where they're in need of water and building a well for them may not be an example of al-infaq. Why? You've done a good deed, but that community remains dependent on a foreigner to come and dig a well every single time. But teaching that community how to dig wells so that they become empowered to not be dependent on outside influence, that may well be an example of al-infaq. One of the biggest reasons, dear brothers and sisters, that all of these injustices exist in human society are tyrannical and oppressive regimes ruling over human society. So one example of al-infaq may well be for us to use everything that God has given us to take down those tyrannical regimes. Regimes which live off the hunger of millions of people. Establishments which require there to be injustice. And if we look at the example of the prophets alayhim wasalam, that's exactly how they worked. They went for the political systems. They tried to take down those unjust systems governing human society. Why? But we'll speak more about that in the future, inshallah. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.